This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worst case scenarios, we got a couple of those going on. What a way to click open the mic and say hello to all of you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. In Yosemite, it is all about worst case scenarios. Let's protect those sequoias. So sad to say that there is a terrible wildfire there that is threatening the largest grove of those giant beauties in that park. And it doubled in size in a day. So you got 500 firefighters and counting who are trying to figure out what they can do, including putting sprinklers on the base of the trees, these iconic trees, to try to do what they can. Of course, campers and anybody who lived near the fires were evacuated in this sprawling park in Cali that's open, but there's heavy smoke and you can't see any of the scenic vistas and it's unhealthy air. It's just sad situation. But if you have not seen these trees, there are trees that are 3,000 years old. Some of them are affectionately named. One of them, the Grizzly Giant. So they're careful with what's going on there, careful with the sprinkler system that they've set up to keep the tree trunks moist, hopeful that the steady spray of water will preserve these trees that are such a part of America. I mean, listen, the giant sequoias are only native in 70 groves, and they spread along that western slope of the Sierra Nevada range. And at one point, people never talked about fires or that they were almost like flame resistant, but now they're vulnerable because of the wildfires that have been fueled by a buildup of undergrowth from, they say, they in California, a century of fire suppression and drought, which it's more intense and more destructive. Lightning sparked wildfires over the past 2 years, and it's killed up to a fifth of the 75,000 large sequoias, which are the biggest trees by volume and, of course, a major draw for tourists to the national park. That's the size of the state of Rhode Island. Fingers crossed that they can do what they can do and it will work, because this is bad. This is a terrible, terrible fire, and I feel sorry for the people too, obviously, but they've all been evacuated from all these areas where the fire keeps on growing. They haven't been able to contain it. All right, speaking of not being able to contain it, how about Elon Musk? We've heard all this nonsense about Twitter and the drama of Elon Musk. It seemed too good to be true, right? Oh, he's going to pay $400 million for Twitter, and he's going to buy Twitter, and he's going to make it wide open that people can just jump back on Twitter again. They're not going to have a lot of rules and regulations, but not so fast. The potential purchase of Twitter by Tesla CEO Elon Musk is at risk. A lot of conversation about that. He's getting cold feet or something, right? If the deal falls apart because of that, he could be on the hook for a $1 billion breakup fee. That's a big chunk of do-re-mi. I mean, he has it, right? He would get a tax break, I suppose, because capital loss could offset capital gains, and that would save him some money, I guess. So it would make the cost of walking away closer to $600 million, I guess. But all this conversation has sent the stock downward almost 4% in Friday trading because of these conversations about Musk and whether or not he's going to actually buy Twitter, because he's saying he doesn't want it. He's out of the deal. He doesn't want it. And they want to hold his feet to the fire and make him pay. And it's going to be a long, drawn-out court case. You can count on that. So it may be a 35% chance he walks away from the deal. Who knows? It's going to be a nasty court battle with Twitter's board for the coming months. That's for sure. Here's the deal. When somebody offers you a crazy amount of money, just get them to sign. Where can they sign? Sign on the dotted line. It's going to be a big drama. But Elon Musk is kind of used to all that, isn't he? He is. He's used to it. So, and do we care? I guess you care if you're a big Twitter fan and you care about who controls it and what are the rules for Twitter. And, I mean, let's face it, we live in the world of social media. For goodness sake, with Twitter, I will say this. I mean, everybody, even whether you like it or not, they reveal things on Twitter. When, for goodness sake, when there's active shooters, you hear about it on Twitter. When something's going on, politically speaking, what happens with congresspeople and senators, half the time the news first breaks on Twitter. Something happens. Oh, there was a leak with the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade decision. Twitter. Every time I turn around, news breaks on Twitter. So it is a platform that does deliver immediate news, immediate bullet points of what's out there, whether all of it's true or not. That's one thing, and what the freedom of speech aspect is another thing, but that was the whole banging his chest and drums of Elon Musk, that he wanted Twitter because that he wanted to be on the new frontier and have it wide open for free speech, but it might not happen in the end. All right, certainly there are many other things that are going on, including... if you're feeling the pain at the pump, I don't know, the president is going to Saudi Arabia. Do you think that there will be any kind of a deal that will be struck that will change what happens with gas prices? Really, the president, who has his lowest ratings ever, is defending his controversial visit to Saudi Arabia, saying that the trip is crucial to the security of the United States. He said, this is a quote, as presidents, my job to keep our country strong and secure. We have to counter Russia's aggression, put ourselves in the best possible position to outcompete China and work for greater stability in a consequential region of the world. He, in fact, wrote that on an op-ed piece for the Washington Post, and we have to engage directly with countries that can impact the outcome. So Saudi Arabia is one of them. And he's going to meet with the Saudi leaders. And the idea is to strengthen a strategic partnership moving forward. So, of course, the visit is being criticized because U.S. intelligence has deemed the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, responsible for ordering the death of the journalist Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi. Biden has pledged to do this for a reason, to focus on stability, to focus on, you know, the Middle East, that kind of thing. So we'll see what will happen. The tactic, you know, is like, again, being massively criticized all over the board. And somebody asked me, well, does this have anything to do with what's going to happen with gas prices? And we've already had those conversations with OPEC, so I don't think so. I mean, it's down 19 cents. Woohoo! Did you notice that when you pulled up to fill up? That it was 19 cents cheaper? Probably not, because you still have sticker shock, I'm assuming. It's about numbers. We're talking about them on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Lost more than $250 billion in 2022. Wah, do we care? Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos took a hit. For them, what does that hit mean? But I thought it was interesting in reading this. Eight of the top 20 in the world earn their wealth through the tech sector. And so there's what they call the Billionaires Index. Bloomberg has a Billionaires Index, which looks at all of that. And how does their wealth, you know, how did their wealth go down, and what was it? What kind of hit did they take? And I'll give you an example because I know you don't want to hear this over and over again. Over Bill Gates, his net worth is $116 billion. Change from a year ago, down $22.4 billion. He ranks fourth now. We know how he made his money. Microsoft, right? That's how he made his money. But he lost a little bit of that money. Jeff Bezos, his net worth is $150 billion. He ranks second. He's down $52.5 billion. Elon Musk, his net worth, $223 billion. Changed from a year ago, down $47.8 billion. Where is he? He is first. And, of course, Twitter is trying to save maybe $44 million, but he was working on that deal to acquire Twitter for $44 billion. But that looks like it's in jeopardy. So trust me, Twitter's going to fight that, as I mentioned before. But it's not a million. It's $44 billion he could end up saving on one end, but it's $44 billion the deal And already he's down $47.8 billion. I don't know. Maybe he thought about it a little bit more and said, can I really risk that dough? All right, here's what's interesting. The president's poll numbers. President Biden's record low approval rating right now, 30%. President Trump's rating at this point in his presidency, 44%. I was looking at some of the numbers. Biden is underwater in 48 out of 50 states. Ouch. And we have the midterm elections coming up. And then, of course, we're just a couple of years away from the presidential election. You have Democrats who are saying if Joe runs and if he runs. And I think it's because some of the Democrats are trying to distance themselves from that because they don't think that Biden can win with looking at some of these poll numbers, especially. But poll numbers can change, right? This one surprised me. I saw this in the New York Post today. With gun crime rising, more Americans support laws to curb violence caused by guns. And they just put it simply. This was from Marist. They had just gun rights and control gun violence. So that can be a little wonky, a little gray area. But for gun rights, the people surveyed, it was people who are for gun rights, 38%, control gun violence, 59%. How about this? There was a survey, a Gallup survey, that showed the decreasing trust in major institutions across the country. So no surprise, I just told you about Biden's number. The U.S. presidency, 15% sinking, you know, 15% more. Supreme Court, 11% more. Police, 8% more. Religion made the list. Religion at 8% as well. And that's, I think that's because of some religious leaders getting busted for different things and people being disillusioned with some of what's happening in the country or what's happening with their particular faith, you know, whatever's going on in the faith that they believe in. When there's a shakeup, when there's some scandal, when there's a bunch of scandals, that also happens. Or when there's concerns over things that are happening in somebody's personal life and what they're told. All right, how about this? War in Ukraine. 71 million people have been pushed into poverty after this war. That's staggering because of the soaring food and energy prices. The UNDP, United Nations Development Program, that's what that stands for, estimates that 51.6 million more people fell into poverty in the first 3 months after the war, living off $1.90 a day or less. Think about that for a minute. It pushed the total number globally at this threshold to 9% of the world's population. An additional 20 million people slipped to the poverty line of $3.20 a day. In low-income countries, families spend 42% of their household incomes on food. But as Western nations move to sanction Russia, the price of fuel and staple food items like, of course, cooking oil, sugar, wheat, all soared. And remember, Ukraine's blocked ports and its inability to export grains to low-income countries, that drove up prices, pushed tens of millions into poverty. So the speed is what's being felt. It's unprecedented. It's so, so quick. And you can imagine, what are the countries that are being hit the hardest by inflation? Philippines, Turkey, Rwanda, Sudan, Ghana, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Egypt, Iraq, Argentina. They're all really, really getting hit hard by what's happening in the war in Ukraine has made that worse and has thrown some in a terrible, terrible direction. Some airports are getting $1 billion from the FAA for terminal upgrades and expansions. The Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the project is going to help meet future demand for travel and make flying safer and more efficient, getting rid of the old systems. So who's going to get that money? Well, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, grants include $60 million to improve terminal and replace bag handling systems at Denver, $50 million for Boston's Logan Airport and Orlando International Airport, $49.6 million for Dulles Airport outside of Washington, D.C. to build a new concourse, and $20 million for Pittsburgh to build a new terminal next to the old one. The main airports in Detroit and Philly are also getting a little bit of facelift, $20 million to renovate their restrooms. Your restrooms are lousy. Here's $20 million to get rid of the crummy restrooms that you have. What's interesting is the FAA said 532 airports submitted applications for 658 projects that if all had been granted, it would have totaled more than $14 billion. And, of course, any airport would apply. Why wouldn't you apply for it? But that's the airports that got the money. There wasn't any little tiny airports on there, though. Did you notice that? It's like, hey, you're on your own. You're on your own. We're giving it to the main hubs where people are flying through those main hubs because that's where it has to go. All right, how about this? Nick Kyrgios lost his final to Novak Djokovic this morning, over this morning U.S. time. Of course, it was middle of the day, London time. But he was talking to himself. Midway through the third set, he became upset about a fan who he said was talking during his serves, and he let the umpire know. He said, she's talking to me while I'm serving in the Wimbledon final. There's no bigger occasion. You didn't believe me. Then she did it again. It nearly cost me the big game. So there was a woman who they had finally escorted out, and there was somebody that tweeted out who was right there. She's drunk out of her mind and talking to me, and she looks like she's had 700 drinks. 700 drinks. So there's a little bit of commotion, and the person was eventually removed. I don't think she had 700 drinks. That number can't be accurate, but she had a few drinks. Let's just say maybe she was overserved. I don't know. But definitely she was removed. Birthdays are a big deal to some people. To others, you know, maybe not as much. You get to a point where people say, hey, another trip around the sun. That's when you know, oh, am I getting old? Because people are saying another trip around the sun. Sophia Virag, how do you say her name? Virag, I think it is. I don't know. She turned 50. She is one of the Modern Family alums. She looks like she's in her 40s. So she's celebrated. She is also a judge on America's Got Talent. I think she unabashedly said she's 50 and had no problem with it. So good for her. Although it's pretty easy to look up actresses and actors' actual birthdays, isn't it?
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
You're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
Highland Park is holding a vigil for the victims of the July 4th mass shooting. Over 100 people gathered at Immaculate Conception Church in the Chicago suburb for a morning service. The gunman is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio News. Gas prices have fallen 19 cents over the last couple of weeks and 24 cents over the last month to a new national average of $4.86 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says that crude oil prices are the biggest factor in determining price points and explains how much further she thinks prices could fall.
We don't know what crude oil prices will do, but if they stabilize from here at least a little while, I think we're going to see another 10 to 20 cent drop in the price of gasoline.
The wildfire in Yosemite National Park has grown to nearly 1,600 acres. Firefighters saying the wildfire is 0% contained and has grown more to the south. Over 500 sequoias are threatened by the wildfire, including a 3,000-year-old tree called the Grizzly Giant. National Park Service crews doing the best they can to wrap the trees in fire-resistant foil to protect them. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To talk about in the man cave. Are you having fun hanging out? By the way, I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. The dirty little secret is now a lot of guys do share them. It just depends on who you are. Nobody likes to lose when it comes to fantasy football, and that's a whole different animal. We'll talk about that as we get to training camps, and I preview every single team, and we're going to have a bunch of different people on, some play-by-play people and maybe some players too as well. But right now let's go to Wimbledon. Yep, just outside of London. So think about this. Novak Djokovic, once again, he defeated Nick Kyrgios. I say once again, he wins a title. He wins his 7th Wimbledon title, 4th in a row. I watched this whole thing from end to end as I like to play tennis. And as you know, I've covered tennis and taken the show to some of the big tennis opens, etc. So he beat Nick Kyrgios 4-6, 6-3, 6-4, 7-6. It went to a tiebreaker for, like I said, 4 in a row for him. He said felt weird. It felt like I didn't do anything amazing today. And here you had the unseeded Kyrgios, who was just on fire at moments. I mean, just incredibly on fire. But he, I think, distracts himself. He just rolled through the first set, and then his antics kick in. And I don't know that he was rattled, but it's just what he does. I think he has the skill to go further, and a lot of people either like, he's like a politician, people either like Kyrgios or they hate Kyrgios for some of the things that he does on the court. So what's really interesting is now among men, as far as titles are concerned, only Roger Federer with 8 has won more titles at Wimbledon than the Joker. And only Rafa Nadal owns more major trophies with 22, because now he has 21 majors, Federer has 20. And that race between the three of them, especially at their ages, is really, really interesting. It was a very, very big win for him. And even Novak Djokovic is one of those players that's polarizing in a sense. And of course, he's probably not going to be at the U.S. Open because of the vaccine situation that kicked up a lot of dust for him last year and was a big problem. He went to Australia. He was going to play in the Open. He refused to be vaccinated. And eventually, they booted him out of the country, so to speak. So he didn't get to defend his title there because he always plays well at the Aussie Open. So stay tuned for more on that one. I think Nick Kyrgios, for my two cents, is a brat and a bad boy, but he's an incredibly talented tennis player. If he just gets his head together a little bit more, he, I think, will win a bunch of titles. So let's see where he goes from here. He is exciting to watch. I mean, shots between the legs. Sometimes he pulls these weird, quirky, underhanded serves, and he's constantly, constantly talking, looking up at the people at his box, berating himself when he's up 40 love and then loses an important game that I think costs him, in this case, a set. But he does make it interesting. I'm not going to lie. He makes it interesting. And, hey, in tennis, if you want some of the younger players, you got to have a little bit of that, a little bit of that sort of juice. If he can just pull it down a notch, it would be a little better. I think it would. I think it would be a little bit better. All right, Major League Baseball. Let's talk about this for a second. I'm starting to really zone in on a couple of things. Of course, All-Stars being named, and some people, this is like popularity contest. Some people are like, oh, why didn't my guy get in? Or we should have had more players. It's always a big argument as far as the All-Star game goes. But I've covered a lot of these All-Star situations in pro sports, the Big Four, and I think pound for pound, I really like Major League Baseball's All-Star game. I do. Just because it's fun. You get to see, if you go there for the week, you get to see all the players. I like the Home Run Derby. I think they do a good job of engaging fans. Hopefully they continue to do a good job of engaging fans. So this is an interesting, I'll just talk about this one. Los Angeles Angels star Shohei Ohtani was named to the American League All-Star team as a pitcher and a hitter for the second consecutive season. So how about that? He's voted in as the designated hitter for the AL team, then the MLB pitcher, too. So he gets to showcase everything, and that's the brilliance of him. That's what makes him fun to watch. Philly slugger Bryce Harper won the vote by fans to start the game as designated hitter for the NL. He's injured, so instead, William Contreras is going to step in and instead for him. The Dodgers starter, Clayton Kershaw, made his ninth All-Star team, first since 2019. And, you know, he's a popular player, obviously. And, of course, the Yankees lead the way with six All-Star selections. That's not a surprise. Houston Astros have five, including the 39-year-old righty, Justin Verlander, who missed all of last season because he had Tommy John surgery. But, like I said, the Yankees are just crushing it. And so the Yankees are kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. Lots of people hate the Cowboys. Lots of people love the Cowboys. You know, they are America's team, are they? I think they are still. And I think the Yankees are like that. The Yankees have fans all over the place, and they have haters all over the place. But they're playing some great baseball. There's a lot more I could talk about here, but I'm going to stop there because there's something else that's interesting to say, and we only have a short amount of time here in this man cave. The O's have won eight straight in a year for the first time since 2005. I like streaks. I think that's what's cool about baseball. It's about numbers and streaks. So for the first time in so long, they enjoyed a week of wins, which is great for fans. It's lots of high fives and excitement along the team, you know, among the team, because these are the dog days. And so to be able to do what they've been able to do and even come back in some of these games, they've swept the Angels for the first time since 2003, and they hadn't won eight consecutive games since, like I said, 2005. So good for them. It's kind of one of those giddy-up weeks, and who knows, may help them. NFL. Let's talk about the NFL for a second here. There's always things happening before training camp. There's signings, not signings, conversations. We know the Browns traded Mayfield to the Panthers for a draft pick. We talked about that last time in the man cave, so we don't have to cover that territory. It's going to be interesting when I preview the Panthers. I have some real thoughts on that. That's weeks away. Once we get to the training camp, so I'll talk more about that. There's a lot being made about the Raiders hiring the NFL's first black woman to serve as a team president. She really has the goods. I think I talked about this before. Sandra Douglas Morgan. She, was born in Vegas, and she was chairwoman and executive director of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. I know I talked about that. She's also been the director of external affairs for AT&T Services, blah, 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 yada, yada. I mean, here's the thing. She's a lawyer. She's well-known. She's well-liked, and she's born and bred in Vegas, has a lot of connections. She's perfect. She's a perfect person. Period. So, I mean, she's breaking barriers, yes, but she's the perfect person to fit in here. Absolutely. There's no question about it. She has the skins on the wall, and she'll do well, I think, in this position. So congratulations to the Raiders. They made a really good choice there, and they keep making some decent choices after a few stumbles, I think, out of the gate. People are really supporting in Vegas. I used to live there. People are really supporting the Raiders, and they get people coming, Raider fans who come in for the games, but also people that trip into town for conventions or whatever else, if they can get tickets, they're also interested, I think, in seeing it too. And hats off to Tony Romo. How about Tony Romo? This guy's a good golfer. He cares about his golf game like he cares about, I think, when he's doing football and how he preps for announcing, which is why he is such a great, I think, football announcer, great color guy in the booth. And he won the American Century Championship for the third time. You know, there was talk when I covered the Cowboys and I covered Tony that he could have been a professional golfer, that he's good enough. I think now he would say no, but he is like a scratch golfer. So winning it three times in a row, this is this big deal they do in Lake Tahoe. It's really a lot of fun. All kinds of different people play in this. Pat Mahomes played in it. Aaron Rodgers played. Derek Carr played in it. So there was NFLers, former superstars in hockey and current hockey players and baseball. And then you get a couple of other celebrities like Justin Timberlake played in it. He likes to play golf, obviously. Every once in a while you'll see him on Instagram say something about that. So hats off to Tony Romo. Did it in the second playoff hole. They had to go to the second playoff hole. Me and the Hubs were watching it. It was entertaining, actually, to see what happened there. And now this week is a big week in the world of golf because it's the British Open. It's, or the Open, as they call it now. So Tiger Woods, this could be the last one for him. He was practicing at St. Andrews before the Open. He played 18 holes on Sunday and wants to make a hot return. So we'll see how the former champ there does. And it's fun to watch. I think it's really a lot of fun to watch the Open. Again, I like golf. A lot of people would disagree with me about that, but I think it's, I don't know. I think there's something about playing these incredibly tough courses, St. Andrews with the pot bunkers and whatnot. I mean, he's a two-time winner of the Open at St. Andrews. He did it in 2000 and 2005. He ended up driving the green, leaving the eagle putt short, and tapped in for his third birdie of the round. He also had birdies on par 4 7th and par 3 8th. So that was the practice round, just to give you an idea of how he practiced a full 18 holes. You can bet, as the 15 major champion, people now are back on his bandwagon. They'll be definitely cheering for him, knowing at what he's gone through physically to get there. So we'll update you about that throughout the week. We'll give you the leaderboard anyway. On that note, we're skedaddling out of the man cave. Any thoughts on that? You can send them to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And topping just the facts, as we know them to be true anyway. How about this? LinkedIn recruiters stole a cool $540 million from the unsuspected. I'll explain. And if you're in Jersey or New York, you probably are working from home, or what we call WFA, work from anywhere. I'm going to give you the stat on that. I don't think that it's shocking. I think a lot of people don't want to work back in the office and don't want to commute, especially if they can save some money. And with gas prices being the way they are, if you have to do that drive thing, you probably aren't up for it, right? I filled up, this is just the facts, I am not kidding, to the penny, I filled up my SUV this week, $100. Now, you know how I am, I've said this before, I like have nothing in the tank and I slide into the gas station. So I was on EEE, but I was shocked. You know, I can remember this time last year, nowhere near that. I'm thinking like $35, $40 less. So sticker shock, just the facts. 72% of suburban New York and New Jersey offices are now functionally obsolete. 72%. I got this from the New York Times. So the New York Times did a huge story a couple of days ago about this, and they gave the example of Toys R Us in Wayne, New Jersey. They say it's 85% vacant. They say on a weekday, the parking lot spots for the 1,900 cars are mostly empty. Think about that. 1,900 spots. The helipad, unused. Hundreds of cubicles. Empty. And, I mean, this is a Like they have a 50-acre research campus. I'd like to check that out. A 3-acre spec-built office park. And that's it, you know. It's office workers, you know, are they going back? And the answer is no. I mean, suburban office parks, this is what it used to be. That used to be, that's great. Suburban office space was really built up between, as they say in the article, the 60s and the 80s. But they were struggling even before the pandemic because of the tastes of millennials. And you hire younger people. So a younger generation wants to be closer to everything, urban offices. At least that's according to real estate developers because they've got the stats and it proves it to be true no matter where you are, what kind of downtown that we're talking about. Wow, that is so crazy. And to actually see the space, I mean, from end to end, we could play football. We could have like an America Tonight amazing tag football game and have tailgating. I'm serious. It's huge. Just absolutely huge. So the buildings, of course, are going to be falling into disrepair. And what are they going to do with them? I mean, you know, nobody's using them. And this is really a constant theme that I'm hearing for, you know, from other people. So it's not just there. It's a lot of other places, too, as well, where they're not going back. You have like, I call it like a, chair wars, where it looks like they got into a fight and they're all stuffed in a big room. You got all those chairs. Remember when you used to go to work? I used to go to work I worked for one of my stops, KRLD, a huge 50,000 watt blowtorch in Dallas. And it was like a war to find a chair. Like you had to like write your name on the chair and then feel like a jerk because you put your name on the chair. But then you could say, oh, well, when I'm not here, use a chair. Because otherwise you'd be sitting on your bum on the floor and, you know, you're not reaching the microphone that way. It was crazy how many people were in those offices and used them part-time, coming in, freelance, whatever. And now all these spaces are wide open. And so what's the downside of that? The downside is they've got to get rid of these ugly office park buildings, which they're everywhere. I mean, you see them everywhere. I've seen them in my neighborhood, but I'm not in New Jersey. If we're just talking about these Wayne properties and what they're like, and the headquarters with so many people, and Toys R Us is what the New York Times zoned in on, and it makes sense too because remember they've just completely gone out. They've downsized. How many stores did they had they cut out? And so how do they zone these? I mean, are they going to zone them for single-family homes and offices? I don't know. That's not what they initially did. And one of my buddies who was on this show, remember Clay Grubb, he's looking for those kinds of sites, office parks with a few acres of surface parking where he could build apartments affordable to people like teachers and nurses. That was his quest, and he talked about it when he was on the show. He's been on the show twice. So multifamily housing is expensive to build, but the land now being used for suburban parking lots is cheap. So that might be the answer, and it could be a disguised blessing for people like my pal Clay Grubb. So good for him if all that works out. But I thought that was so interesting. All right, just the facts. Another thing, I talked about the hackers, LinkedIn. You go on LinkedIn, you see this whole stuff about, oh, they're recruiting. Does that stuff pop up on your inbox? North Korean hackers posing as LinkedIn recruiters stole $540 million. Yep. They duped a senior engineer at Axie Infinity into applying for a job at a fictitious company. It resulted in the loss of $540 million in crypto earlier this year. And, I mean, talk about a backfire. How crazy is that? You got to be careful when you click on things, when you look at things. And that's really, really surprising. But because now you look at blockchain, that should be able to expose all that. I mean, that's what happened. The U.S. government tied it to North Korean hackers, this group called Lazarus, and by using that blockchain, they were able to figure all of that out. So it's obviously pretty sensitive, but Axie Infinity was huge. At its peak, workers in Southeast Asia were even able to earn a living through play to earn the game. And there were 2.7 million active users and 214 million in weekly trading volume for its in-game NFTs in November of last year. But of course, all those numbers plummeted. And then that's what they were doing. So people had a fake company and they were approaching them, and somebody who's in the game and understands it, understands what it was. So like this engineer, he gets offered an extremely generous compensation package, and it gets delivered in the form of a PDF. He downloads it. Then what happens? Spyware infiltrates his system. From there, they were able to attack and take over 4 out of 9 validators on his network, leaving them just one validator short of total control. Wow. So spear phishing attack, baby. It is bad. They were able to penetrate this IT infrastructure, and they were able to gain access. That is scary. I could go even deeper into this. It would be fun to have someone on and talk about that. But people, do not click on things you do not know, especially any kind of attachments. But look, it's a legitimate company, right? He's looking at it, and he has no clue that that's what's happening. The good news is they caught it, right? All right, how about this? Looking at some other ins and outs of what's interesting and happening in our world. We talk about mortgages a bunch. U.S. mortgage rates, largest one-week drop since 2008. The average rate for a 30-year loan fell from 5.7 last week to 5.3. I mentioned this briefly on the show. It's the lowest point in a month, so a little bit of a rate reversal. It's been very strange with real estate because people were getting crazy amounts of money over what they were listing for, and then there were bidding wars, and people were going in and just throwing money, just offering, saying we're already going to go in $100,000 over whatever a house was. So that falling down is a very, very good thing because buyers are getting a slight reprieve from the massive rise in rates that's starting to cool parts of the housing market. We see it because people are getting laid off in real estate. The jump in cost has pushed more buyers out of the real estate hunt, so it causes inventory to increase, and sellers do what? They cut, because if they're already in the moving or they want to move, then they're willing to cut back and decrease whatever it was they were asking, especially if they thought they were going to get some inflated crazy amount. So at the current 30-year average, I'll give you an idea, a borrower with $300,000 mortgage would pay roughly $1,665 a month. That's about $383 more at the end of last year when the rates hovered around 3.11. Ugh. So timing is so everything, isn't it? And who knows? I mean, the reality is it could go much higher. It's down now, but could it zoom back up? I mean, we're in opposite land is what we are, right? That's where we're living these days, opposite land. So just remember that. Whenever you think about moving, start looking at the obviously forecasting ahead. And I don't have to tell all of you that. Even if you're renting, rents have gone up to astronomical amounts. All right, that's just the fact.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.